B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Iron Mike Tyson, the baddest man on the planet, is back for the ultimate showdown.
Shark Week is hard, man.
Whew. Shark Week's main event, Tyson versus Jaws, Sunday, August 9th on Discovery.
Someone's gonna get bit.
Tyson kicking off Shark Week. Tyson versus Jaws, Rumble on the Reef. Michael Buffer will be involved.
Oh, wonder what he's going to say.
I bet it starts with a let's.
Okay. What the hell is this, you ask? They're not saying. Here's what they're saying. Tyson and the shark will square off underwater in the name of research. The Discovery Channel issued a statement that said no sharks were harmed or bitten in the making of this episode. Zo, I don't know. I don't know how right. Mike Tyson.
So you say Tyson versus shark. I'm thinking, remember when Rocky trained with Paulie and he took him to the meatpacking thing and his big slabs of meat were hanging, the ribs? And then he cut the steak here, rocked the steak home. Thanks, Paulie. I have visions of Mike Tyson. This better be where he's got goggles on, and he's in a 5-foot tank with a shark, and he's ducking under, and he's beating the hell out of this shark. Uppercuts right into the, and you know, shark, he's got tough skin there underneath. You look at the bottom of a great white, now he's not going to get in with a great white. But you put him in there with a tiger shark and beat the hell out of that shark.
No, they're not.
Just punch it brainless.
They're not going to allow Mike Tyson to punch a shark.
Why? That's what I thought. It's Tyson versus shark.
Well,
how do you do it any more different?
What else are they going to compete at?
What's he going to do, a spelling bee with it?
I don't think they could claim that no sharks were harmed in the making of Tyson versus Jaws if they allowed Tyson to beat a shark with his fists. So I don't think that they will actually be fighting each other.
Did they say if Mike Tyson was harmed in the filming of the
They did not. Tyson said, I equate this with overcoming my fear of getting back into the ring at 54 years old. I learned from this experience during Shark Week that whatever intimidates me, I am still able to step up to the challenge of blah, 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 bring me closer to God.
Who fed him that?
I don't know. And I don't know what they're doing, but Zo, to use your Rocky analogy, my guess is they will allow the shark to have at it at a side of beef, and then they'll hang the same height of beef from a hook and say, Tyson, go to town on it, and they'll see which does more damage to the side of beef in 30 seconds, the shark or Mike Tyson. I'm spitballing here, okay?
Right. That's one competition. Tyson, I mean, the shark has big teeth. Just tear the thing apart. What's Tyson going to do to even?
I don't know. Beat it with his fist, Arcan. You're asking me.
Beat
They're
it
not
off.
Saying they want us to. But you don't think you could beat off that shark?
You don't think you could have beat off that shark?
How would you even attempt to beat a shark off?
With your fists,
both hands.
Right. With your fists. You kick it. You just beat it off. You get.
Arcan, you do a lot of this shark versus bear talk on your show at night, right? You
guys, well, not they, this shark.
No, they lifted it from the midday show. That's what they did.
No, we didn't.
Adam Jones.
We did it with you.
Oh, that's right. Well, yeah. I don't know. It's a big thing with Jones. The bears and beating off bears is something that you do a lot of when you grow up in Vermont. So that's what Jones did growing up. But here,
beat off a lot of bears.
So this eventually leads to another discussion, though. There's a report.
Beat off many bears as a young boy, and then through his formative years, and he says he
got really good at it.
He would rather fight a shark than a bear, and I'm with him in that. But you know, to this point, Zoe, we were discussing before the show, if you had to fight an animal, If you had to fight one animal in hand-to-hand combat, what animal would you be able to take on? What animal do you think you could beat?
First thing that came to my mind, it popped in, boom, rabbit. I'd beat the hell out of a rabbit. I would.
Catch it.
You could grab it by the ears. You could punch it in the head. You could punch, rip its tail off. You rip its head off, put some eye black on with it. So that you kind of, you become a nut job. Then you eat it. See, I would think it would be the animal that you would beat the hell out of, and then you would be able to eat it. That would be this would be part of the selection process. But then I thought, like, how the hell would I chase a rabbit around the house? I watched my dog try to chase a rabbit around the pool area. He never going to catch a rabbit. But he's going to try. You know, but what are you going to do when you get that rabbit?
You know what?
Shake it. Yeah, break its neck.
When you said this, I thought immediately to myself, you know, I read this book. I believe it's called Of Mice and Men. And I had a picture of Zoe's Lenny. And he's,
right. Well, I thought kangaroo maybe. But then you read these stories of kangaroos. Like, kangaroos have these, like, talons at the end of their hooves.
Talons?
That they would rip your
nails.
But, like, it's like a claw. They're nails. It would rip your freaking heart out. Their hooves have nails on them that could just cut you open and just bleed you to death. And those suckers, they get back on their tail and they'll just kick punch you. They found a freaking kangaroo running around Lauderdale today. It's all over the news. Wild in the street. Where the hell do you get a kangaroo from? You know? It's not like we're living in Australia and all of a sudden this thing wanders out of the wild or out of the, what do they call that, the buff?
The buff, Australia. Yeah.
The buff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's known as the buff. And I learned so much from you. I didn't know that kangaroos had hooves, talons, or
nails.
The buff.
It's more like that, yeah. And they'll mess you up. Kangaroo would mess you up. Well, what kind of animal would you beat the hell out of?
Out of the buff. If I had to fight one animal. You know what? I got into it with the dog last night because the dog was getting a little too frisky.
Then you get peed on you and you get the dog people on you, okay?
Yeah, well,
you can't beat a dog. Can't be a domesticated animal.
I'm not fighting my own dog, but, you know, the people get attacked and killed by dogs. Mm. You know, it happens. I mean, would you fight a dog, Arcan? Do you think you could fight a dog?
Yeah, I think I could fight a dog.
I think I could fight a dog, too, if I had to.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, the pit bulls, I mean, yeah, once they really clamp down, it's like, it's going to be an issue. The bigger the neck, I think about fighting a dog built like T-Bone. No, I don't want to fight that dog. But, you know, if my lab turned on me, I think I could take her. You know, she's
I used to have I used to have an American bulldog that would see red.
This is so bad.
When this dog got pissed off. And then my wife would start laughing. This dog would start chasing me around the house, literally trying to bite me to where I would have to get a chair and hold it to keep the damn dog
like a
away.
Lion tamer.
Like, yes. Yeah. And this dog, and she would only be able to calm it down. And this dog, when it saw red and got past a certain point, those bulldogs, especially the lockjaw, they're nuts. They'll go after you. But I would never hit a dog.
Quack, quack, quack,
not fighting a bear. Bruins.
You read all these stories. You don't mess with a monkey. You don't mess like orangutans. They'll rip your face off.
I think I could beat like a small monkey, like a spider. I think I could win a fight against a small monkey. I think I could.
Yeah, macaque.
Yeah, something like that. Little spider monkey. Like the monkeys that stole that that guy's
macaques.
Coronavirus samples in India. You read about that?
Yeah.
So you're saying you can beat off a macaque?
I think I could.
Okay.
I have some practice.
Luchador on Twitter said, I feel like I'd beat the hell out of an ostrich. Let me tell you something. You're not going to do it. The ostrich has...
You ever see those suckers run?
Well, those are legit talons. That's what messed up... That's what got Johnny Cash back on drugs was an ostrich.
Yeah.
You know, he was...
Gutted him.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Did you read the Cash autobiography?
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. So Johnny Cash was all hopped up on the pills for years. He got off them. He was sober. He had an ostrich on his property. He goes up to this thing, and it kicks him, and it split him open, right? It was trying to gut him, probably. So he goes into the hospital, and they get him back on the pain pills, and automatically he's like, oh, I like these pain pills. So he starts hoarding them and saving them and tucking them underneath, like they would give him a foil pack or he would steal them, and he was tucking them underneath his bandages.
Jesus.
And then they start dissolving and they're all getting into his bloodstream, and it almost killed him because he was trying to hide the pain pills and they were, you know, seeping into his bloodstream. But it was a damn ostrich that got him there in the first place. So no, I'm not fighting an ostrich. I don't know if I'm forced to fight one animal, pay-per-view, people are going to sign, you know, you got to get people to sign up to see this. What are you going to be able to beat?
It's got to be something that scares people, right? A little bit. Well, a coyote. Like, I could beat the hell out of a coyote.
Well, but that's why I feel like you're a rabbit. You're a Zoe versus the rabbit. I don't know that people are going to be are going to sign up for that. They're not going to pay $49 for that.
I think it's got to be something that walks upright. Otherwise, it doesn't seem like a fair fight, right? You know?
Danny in Gloucester got attacked by a bulldog. Danny, what happened?
Yo, how you guys doing?
Hey.
I had a half American, half old English bulldog.
Yeah.
Me and my woman were sitting there just watching a movie. My roommate comes in, and we get in a fight. That dog, Jesus, he nipped me. I had like 127 stitches in my arm. Yeah. He was just nipping at me, though.
I know, they go nuts.
He mauled the other kid. He got him by like the Achilles and everything. Ah,
Jesus.
Going nuts. It was insane. It was a 20-minute fight, and the dog won.
I'm afraid to ask what happened to a donkey. I'm afraid to ask what happened to the dog, but I'm guessing it's not good.
Oh, they tried to put him down, but I showed up at the police station wrapped up like a mummy. I wouldn't let him.
And so you kept the dog?
Yep.
Wow.
Shot him myself.
Took him away. You're not putting him down.
What if you fought a donkey and you could bill it as like two asses getting a ring together?
No.
And that's like the big tease.
That donkey is going to kick you once and you're dead. You're not doing it.
I'm going to make it weird. Ooh. I'd lose it here and make it weird sounds.
See, you're going to be laughing too
much. Mouth all crooked. But you can knock that thing right in the mouth, man.
I don't think you're going to do well against a donkey.
You ever go cow tipping?
Can't say I have.
Josh,
we used to do that in Pittsburgh. Go ahead.
Okay, Josh in Plymouth. What do you want to fight, yeah. Josh? Go ahead.
Are we talking bare-knuckled?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, bell rings. I'm taking on a liger. Done.
You're taking out a cross between a lion and a tiger?
Well, yeah, bare knuckles, right? Easy.
It's Bradford skills
and
magic.
Off with your gloves on? Like, you're dead either way.
I'm drawing them all.
You're not going to fight a liger. If Tyson were really in a tank with a shark, not a great one, not a 20-foot, you know, monster. Let's just say like a bull shark.
Mm-hmm.
What about cobra?
You think Tyson could actually beat a shark?
Yeah, I
think he could too. I think he could punch him hard enough.
I don't think so.
Well, they say
even underwater.
You ever try to punch underwater?
Yeah,
I don't even think getting punched by Tyson underwater would even hurt that much.
But you punch it right in the eye. I'm telling you, man. Sharks, they don't like getting hit in the eyes.
That's it.
Their brains only the size of a pea.
Size of a pea. Think about it, Arcan. Think about it, you know, or anyone. Think about it. Call in. Pat in the car is a great one. I can't wait to talk to him and Tom and everyone else at 617-779-0985.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, B. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tyson versus Jaws is going to kick off Shark Week. Mike Tyson is somehow going to compete against a shark. They're not really saying how. They're saying it's in the name of research. But it got us.
Me just show up with a gun, I'll just shoot it.
Mike Tyson would try and score a TKO over a massive shark, all in the name of research.
Yeah.
Details of the competition are being kept under wraps. Tyson said that he took on this challenge to overcome his fears of making a comeback. Mm-hmm. Whatever it means, it got us to thinking, what animal would you be able to take on in a real actual fight for pay-per-view purposes? Let's go to Pat in the car, who has an interesting suggestion. What is it, Pat?
Hey, guys. What's up, though? I was hoping you guys could help me out with a debate that has been going on with me and my buddies for going on 5 years now.
Oh,
it's a big debate on a wedding. A gorilla, silverback gorilla, squares up against a grizzly bear. Who wins? I'm team gorilla all day. What does opposable thumbs and intelligence mean to you?
Man,
you know,
no brainer.
What do you guys think?
Grizzly bear every day, 10 times out of 10. Grizzly bears, those claws.
Okay, so here's my thought process. Where is this fight happening? So some people say it has to be in an open field. I say cage match. I think in a cage match, gorilla wins 100% of the time. Jumps on the cage, smashes that gorilla. Now, if I had to fight any animal, it'd be a skunk. My dog got sprayed by a skunk last week. I want to fight that thing right now. I'm looking for it.
You know what, Pat? And thank you for bringing that up. because it's not only what's going to get the pay-per-view numbers up, but it's also who you have a personal vendetta against. And Pat hates skunks, so he wants to fight a skunk. I get it.
Yeah.
You know what, Zoe? I mean, I have enormous respect for gorillas, silverbacks especially. You know, you see
too slow.
Slow my ass. Those things are big, and they are strong.
You see gorillas in the mist?
And they can move. But the grizzly bear, what does it outweigh a silverback by? By a factor of two, at least?
At least. Plus, it's
got to be twice the size.
The swipe of the claw, man. It could cut so much flesh. Gorillas don't have claws. They got them just meat hands. They have hands.
But I think a gorilla, if it grabbed the bear's arm, could probably snap it like a twig.
Too thick to snap its neck, though.
I'd pay any money to see him stand up and beat his chest. Ooh! And the bear's going, ooh! You know, the bear does that thing where it gets up on 2 feet. Like Arkan said, you know, get 2 feet upright. But it ducks its head and it gets that roar at it. Well, a gorilla's beating the hell out of itself. That'd be badass. Like, which one's got more masculinity?
Gonzaga University actually published an article about this, saying that the grizzly is an undefeatable evolutionary masterpiece and will definitely triumph over primate. 800 pounds, 7 feet tall, paws that are 20 inches across with 10 razor-sharp claws, a mouth full of teeth, a grizzly bear beats a silverback 10 times out of 10. This is a university.
I believe it. Yeah, I believe
this
that.
Is a university sanctioned column here, Arkan. This isn't just, you know, us spitballing with Pat in the car.
Are silverbacks protected?
I would think so.
They're protected, right?
I would think so.
I don't think we pull this fight off then.
Yeah, I don't think it's got a chance of happening for real. But in theory, oh, what a matchup. Nick in Westford, what do you think, Nick?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hi.
All right, so the grizzly bear is probably off the table, but a baby black bear, you could mess one of those things up. Those things come in the backyard, eat the bird seed, get behind it, one punch, put it in a chokehold, you got that thing all day.
So you think you could fight and win against a small black bear?
Baby black bear. It's got to be a black bear.
I know
bear.
For a fact I could, yeah. Small one, not an adult one.
You know for a fact indicates that you have fought
like
a black bear.
Sounds like you said he did, yeah.
I've seen one up close. I haven't tried to attack it, but I think I could put it in a chokehold.
Okay.
I thought about this more, too, and I thought, you know, other animals. I'm thinking like moose. Like, if you watch a moose, moose is so tall, and it's always got that dumb look on its face, just chewing something. Like, and it's got that big, you know, the big horns. That if you came in, you uppercutted that moose, and you got him from the right, and then you get left, and you get the head going, I think you get the moose all dizzy, you end up falling down. I think you can knock a moose out.
Zoe, did you change your camera angle and camera and everything else?
I did.
The camera looks better. Did you change the camera?
No. I figured it out. It's the cross lighting in my room. I have a big bay window here in my room.
You got a nice.
And if it comes from right to left, it starts to fuzz over.
Yeah,
I don't know why the camera. It's better this way lighted.
It is. You got a nice 45-degree angle going there now.
Yeah, I have that problem with my bay window too.
Do you?
Yeah. It's really.
Your wife will end up buying one. Don't worry, Arkan. You working a long time, pal.
Tom in New Hampshire. You got to fight an animal, Tom. What animal are you going to fight? Tyson's going to fight a shark, or so we're told. What are you fighting, Tom?
Well, you're talking about that Johnny Cash fighting the ostrich thing. I remember a couple years ago, my friend actually, up in New Hampshire, I think it was Claremont, New Hampshire, she thought she saw an ostrich out in her backyard, and she was freaking out and thinking it was like a joke or something. And they ended up finding an emu in the back of the backwoods of New Hampshire. And I wouldn't want to fight one of those things, man. They got some scary claws.
Yeah.
As far as bears go, I'm terrified of bears. I would never go near one of those. But I would fight a bulldog, though. I'd take one down.
Yeah, but I can't. I got to think of something I hate, you know?
Yeah.
Or that I detest. Something that would get anger going in me. Like a llama would sit there and be spitting on me. So that would piss me off. So I'd spit back at it, and then we'd go at it.
It was like our caller wanted to fight the skunk who sprayed his dog. It's like now any skunk that he sees, he'd be willing to fight for free, you know? So for you, if a llama spit on you, that gets your juices flowing. Now you want to fight him.
Now you're disrespected, right?
Right. That's the ultimate disrespect, the spitting. Brett in Rhode Island. What do you think, Brett?
I have a time and a place where I'm going to fight a Canadian geese. They crap in my yard. Yeah. They're not even from America.
So they're not even a real goose. You're right.
Country.
Right.
Let them go back to Canada where they belong. Excellent. 5 o'clock is 5 o'clock. I get off of work. My backyard.
Okay. I don't
still toe shoe, baby. Still toe shoe.
I fear that we are going to be viewed as sanctioning fighting animals because of this segment. That could be.
You know, you're not allowed to hit those with cars.
You're not allowed to hit them at all. Golfers have gotten in big trouble for taking a swing at them.
People get mad because they attack you. Because the leader, it starts hissing at that because we get them down Cape and they crap everywhere. It's so frustrating. Mm.
Steve in Providence says there's no way you could fight a moose, though. Steve, tell
why?
Set them straight.
So, moose kill more people than wolf and bears combined a year. That thing would run through you like nothing.
Wait a second.
I'd take a shot at it, though.
Steve, where are you getting your statistics on this?
Look it up in Alaska. And like, have you ever seen a moose? They're bigger than an SUV.
Okay, I know that. That'd be fun to hit. Be a big punching bag. Would you like to hit it right in the jaw?
Like nothing. Yeah, but they stampede. They just run through people. You're dead. That's it. No chance.
I am... Okay. Okay, most people are more afraid of bears in terms of behavior and what they can do. But apparently, I'm reading this as we speak here, but apparently there is a situation where a moose can be more dangerous. Is it due to highway accidents? Moose attacks?
It's a combination. It's probably a combination, but they do. They stamp you. Like, you're not going to see a bear or a wolf. They don't like people. But moose, they do hang around, and they stampede. Like, you get on a trail with a moose, you get out of the way. You do not stand on that trail. They're aggressive, and they'll put their head down and charge.
Really?
Moose outnumber bears nearly 3-1 in Alaska, wounding around 5 to 10 people in the state annually. That's more than grizzly bear and black bear attacks combined. Jeez.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, more moose, people are injured by moose than bears each year, but rarely are people killed by moose attacks.
You learn something every day here, man.
So there we go. Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Moose.
Oh, what about this? What about like a deer? See, a deer wouldn't attack, though, either, but that it depends. Horse?
I don't think I could get myself up to fight a deer.
You don't think Flounder wanted to fight that white horse? What about the white horse Flounder had to fight in the pen? He shot that blank gun off.
Some of these calls I'm just not going to take. People,
take them.
People admitting to fighting animals. I'm not doing that.
Yes, come on.
No.
You said we get weird today.
Okay. There's weird and there's irresponsible. Chris in Marblehead. They're pretty sophisticated up in Marblehead. They're pretty civilized. What do you think, Chris?
All right. So this is what we got in this town. Overrun by turkeys.
Can you talk in your phone?
Yeah.
Turkey.
Oh, turkeys.
Yes. Yeah. I'm forward to killing of turkeys. Yes.
Oh, wait a second. Again, this. What did I just say? We have to guard against the sanctioning or somehow the promoting of hurting the animals. Though.
My daughter hit her car. She had it for 2 weeks. This is like 3 years ago. She got her first car. Going to school, 7 a.m. The freaking turkey is crossing the road. She swerved amidst the turkey, hit a mailbox, scratched the whole side of the car. So you tell me, what's more expensive, my deductible or hitting a bird and plucking feathers out of your grill?
Okay, I don't.
Just hit the turkey next time.
No, don't hit the turkey. Don't do that. Now we're all done. Okay, one more. Ryan on shark versus bear. Let's bring it all back to where this started, last year around this time. Go ahead, Ryan.
This has been an age-old debate amongst friends. Would you rather fight a shark in water or a grizzly bear on land?
Ryan, you're talking about the age-old, please. We devoted hours and hours of programming to this debate on this very radio station last year.
We've been over
it. Me, Jones, Arcan, Zoe, Beetle, we've talked about this. And I will take my chances in the water against a shark than I will on land against a bear.
I am on record. Based on my prediction, I thought long and hard about this, about the next issue we're going to have with the shark.
Oh, Jesus.
I've narrowed it down to South Shore. There's three towns. And I might unveil them next week as we get closer to revving up, shark time here. August is the big month.
So Scott Zolak, who is not on the air next week, has just said that he is...
They will do it the week after.
Okay, the week after. Good, I'll be gone that week. Because we know what happened last time with your shark attack prediction.
That would happen.
I know.
North Shore, told North Shore.
I know. I know.
He didn't have a Celtic tattoo, though.
More the Redskins news percolating, bubbling up. We'll touch on that. The SEC.
Did we get anything on that yet?
No.
There's some stuff coming out.
We're still waiting. We still have to touch on what the SEC is trying to do with their football schedule this fall. To me, this just seems ludicrous at this point. But, hey, that's the SEC. They're going to do what they're going to do. So we'll get to all that coming up next year on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
When it comes to sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over it.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, before we get to the SEC, just one more animal call, though. Justin and Braintree. I'm going to call this a moose attack. I'm just going to call it what it is. That's it is what it is, Justin. Tell us, what happened?
Yeah, so I'm originally from Idaho. I was out hunting with my family, and I walked through a grove of trees and found a mother moose and her baby. And she chased the crap out of me. I ran up a tree. She headbutted the tree. She even put her hooves halfway up the tree and tried to climb up it to get me. You do not want to mess with a moose.
How long did you have to remain in the tree before the moose got bored and left?
An hour and a half.
I can imagine who's up.
Damn.
It's not a lion.
I climbed halfway down. Yeah. I climbed halfway down. She came running again. And she headbutted the tree. You do not want to mess with a moose.
What part of Idaho? You're Coeur d'Alene, Boise City? Where were you?
Preston, Idaho, home of Napoleon Dynamite.
Nice. There we go. Thank you, Justin.
Hey.
Good stuff. I looked up what to do when a moose...
That seems like a really cool town.
When on animals.com and how stuff works, though, what to do if a moose does attack you. If you don't get away fast enough and a moose knocks you down, don't struggle. Quote, curl into the fetal position and cover your head with your arms. Trying to move or beat it off will only cause the moose to continue kicking and stomping you.
So you can't beat off a shark, and now all of a sudden they don't want you to beat off a moose.
Do not try and beat off a moose because it will cause it to kick and stomp. It's bad news, man. Bad, bad news.
I want kick and stomp. Someone's trying to beat me off.
No, exactly. It's just, you know, you got to fight back. The SEC.
You knuckle up with the moose?
Stop it. Arcand. Okay.
Snuckle.
Oh, what? I can't play now?
Somebody was giving away free coffee. Somebody in Newton, was it Newton or Boston, was giving away free coffee to the best one of those things.
I don't know.
I mean, they must get a lot of moms in.
No.
I don't know.
SEC football, says, I don't think we can close the door on anything right now. They are saying everything's on the table, right? Full schedule, a little bit of a schedule, don't know.
I'm with them. Let's play. Let's go.
Yeah. All evidence and everything going on to the contrary. The more preferred plans, according to this article from SI, would be a 9 or 10 game schedule with only 1 or 2 non-conference games, respectively. But there are issues with that, too, because the testing protocols vary from conference to conference. The thing with the SEC and the whole wrinkle, they say, is the ACC, Big 12, and all of them remaining in lockstep because a conference-only decision from one league affects the other leagues. It's what we talked about when the Big Ten decided this a while back. Now, in the article, they say not everybody agrees with controlling your environment with the conference-only schedule because some of these conference games call for long trips. South Carolina, Texas A&M, Florida, Missouri. We talked about it in the Big Ten, Zoe. Big Ten stretches all the
Maryland,
way from
Michigan. What are you going to get on? What are you going to get on a bus?
Minnesota to Maryland.
Maryland's
right?
In the Big Ten.
You know,
you got to play Michigan State, Ohio State, Penn State. That sucks. That's a freaking 7-hour bus ride
from Iowa to Rutgers. You know, You're not doing right. anything in terms of limiting travel. The only thing that you're doing is mandating some protocol within the conference and eliminating games. And I think we talked about this before the show, knocking off those non-conference games. What do? You automatically move up your or move back your start time for the season and you shorten the schedule. Mm-hmm. I mean, saying we're going conference only is just a long way of saying we're going to play less games and we're going to start them later. I think that's really all they're trying to accomplish with this. Because staying within the conference
time, I think
it doesn't really solve any problems when it comes to travel and the safety and all that other stuff. It's all nonsense. You're just lopping off games and you see the guy that later. Said,
gun to the head, he said, if I had to make a decision, there wouldn't be football in the fall right now. Talking about the SEC schedule and all that, but he said, if you ask me, maybe in 2 weeks we can figure something out. I think this is why they're trying to buy as much time as they can, push it back further and further as far as you can till the end of July to make a decision. It's sort of. What the NFL's doing now, too, right? Seems that's what it seems like. Some camps not understanding which day we actually have to report.
Right.
So I think everything's up in the air, man, next 2 weeks. It's a big 2 weeks for us.
Well, the NFL
wear your mask, stay inside, peeps.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's you may not like it. You may not you may want to kick your feet and stomp and say, well, they said back in March you didn't have to wear a mask. Well, now they're saying you do. And if you refuse to accept new information into your realm of decision making,
right,
then you're never going to change your mind about anything. And I don't want to change
look at
my
Philadelphia
mind. Okay,
look at the city of Philadelphia people. You want to be Philadelphia?
Right. I don't want to change my mind.
Nothing. Okay. Everything's
okay.
No
but
group
facts
gatherings
change.
Till after February.
You know, we
this thing changes every day.
It does. It does. And if you're unwilling to change your mind with the changing
what's
landscape
that?
And the changing facts, what is it, Arcan?
No,
what?
The mask thing has been pretty much standard for a few months now. It hasn't changed every day.
No, it has not changed, but there are still people holding on to from the very beginning.
Point.
From the very beginning when Fauci or anyone else said, I don't think wearing a mask will do anything right now. Well, what are we supposed to believe now? You're supposed to believe the best information and the most recent information. And again, if you're sticking to your guns on something just to be stubborn and just to say I told you right. So well then you're ignoring all the evidence that's in front of you. I don't know what if you don't want any of this stuff, if you don't want you know things to open back up and you don't want games, then by all means walk around, you know, bitch about wearing a mask. Bitch about the fact that you have to.
Funniest part. Except
make up some phony argument about it being about free speech. You know, make up something that you think you saw in the Constitution once.
I have breathing problems, they yell as they're being pulled out of Trader Joe's.
Yeah, to make up all kinds of nonsense and be a bigger pain in the ass than the guy squatting on all the name rights for football teams. Whatever you want to do. I'm just saying that you are part of the reason why we're not going to get our stuff back. That's all. You're part of the problem now. But go ahead, point back to something that Fauci said back in February or March as the reason why you won't do it. When it's really just you deciding to be a stubborn, like
you know, why
idiot
Fauci
about
said that.
Things.
You know why Fauci said that about the masks back in March? Because he didn't want people to hoard them like they were hoarding toilet paper.
Well, they're lying to us. They're lying to us the whole time. I don't know, Zoe. Do you want football back?
Yeah.
Do you think people in Texas want football back?
Yes.
I think they do, too. Do you think
yes.
Do you think wearing masks will help this thing maybe get over a tiny bit sooner?
Hopefully.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Is that
yes,
what
I do.
Yes. Is that what they're telling us to do?
I got them. I got them everywhere in
right,
my cars.
Right, then
yes,
that's what you got to do.
Yes.
No one likes it.
My funniest thing with this thing was when this thing broke, the news broke last week that they found out that the virus is airborne. I'm like, hasn't it been airborne from day one? Wasn't it 2 months ago we were talking about different aisles in a grocery store, you're going to go one way. Because if this person sneezes, it travels up to 8 to 19 feet this way. Yes, we know it's airborne. It's been airborne. Like, come on. We don't need more information. We know it. We know it. Wear your damn mask, people.
Well,
it's not that hard.
But the more information is not necessarily
I'll tell you what I have
a bad
done,
thing.
I've washed.
More information
less.
Is not a bad thing. What is bad is that when people won't change their behaviors or change what they believe because new information came out. Well, that's not what you said before. Okay. Well, I'm not talking about saying
you shouldn't have been able to assemble anywhere. You shouldn't have been able to assemble anywhere. You shouldn't have. That's the you know, whether it's a barbecue party that they got these people on a beach, or the kids in Florida at spring break, or anybody marching, you shouldn't get together in groups. We shouldn't have done it.
Okay, well,
we've been to this point. Everybody's been trying to isolate. I don't know. I mean, just like it's
okay, but you're the one celebrating the reopening of restaurants. Okay, so and that does constitute gathering and getting people together. So you can't have it both ways. You can't say people shouldn't be allowed to march and then say how great it is to go into a restaurant. And I know they're two different things, and they're, you know, masses of people getting together. But if we're just trying to move towards some kind of a solution on this, all I would say is don't complain about stuff being open and then complain about having to wear a mask. I'm not saying you're complaining about wearing a mask. I'm saying about people in general. And
they're
all over the place. We see them everywhere. And the people like, and there are governors. There are governors in states that are having resurgences. They're saying, I'm not going to issue any kind of a mask order. Well, I guess you don't want your stuff back. Because based on the most recent information, they're saying the masks, they're certainly not going to hurt anything. And they're only going to help. So do whatever you want, but don't complain about your stuff not coming back and your sports not coming back. SEC, with some of these states who are not, you know, they're saying, no, we're not going to do anything about masks down here. Okay. This is what you're going to get.
Now you got your two kids at home. I got mine here. You know, obviously our kids don't wear masks as frequent as the adults do. The adults are usually the ones going out, making the purchases, getting gas, whatever you do, you know, getting food. And I saw this thing on the news last night. They said a lot of kids, it's coming up soon here. You better start training your kids, at home to wear the masks, because kids aren't used to it. So when they get this culture shock, when you go back to school here, that, you know, son's not used to having a mask on for 3 hours in the morning and then taking it off for lunch. Then you got 3 hours in the afternoon. To start incorporating your kids wearing your masks, even at home, as they sit there and maybe playing their games or read a book or do whatever you do, just to get them the muscle memory of, okay, this is natural for me. This is what I need to do. So we're starting to start thinking about that, you know, with school coming in a month and a half here. They're like, you got to make sure your kids like the masks. Like, there's so many different, yeah, you know, you want it to be effective, but you also want it to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Like some of the, like those cheap masks, the operating ones, those catch on my beard and I get itchy and sweaty, but there's nice silky ones that feel nice.
Okay. Well,
so, like kind of underwear you like to wear.
We'll do silky mask talk tomorrow, but we have today's takeaways to take care of first. That's coming up next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right. Today's takeaways brought to you by our good friends at Awaken 180 Weight Loss. All six locations are open. That's right. Get in there. Get your appointment. They'll consult you right there. They'll virtually coach you up at home at awaken180weightloss.com.
Zoe,
kind of takeaways we have.
Zoe, we have one major takeaway today. You're talking about a consult. I assume you got a consult for your vasectomy. What I did not know is that during a vasectomy, there were options. You know, there's different ways you could go about doing it. You explained it in great, great detail.
That Newton Wellesley cafeteria that they have there, freaking phenomenal. They got, like, mashed potatoes, roast beef, meatloaf. I had my vasectomy there. And two of our kids were born there. Like, I've eaten there a lot. And
did you get the snip snapped you?
I'm upstairs. And, you know, like, big Pat's fan. She's shaving everything. We're talking Pat stuff. And a little uncomfortable for me.
A little bit.
I said, how long is this going to take? So my wife and my kid goes downstairs. They order lunch. And next thing you know, puts the hook in, shows me it, you know, how much you want out. They clipped it, snipped it, seared it up, and
he asked you how
took
much
a bag
you
want,
like a haircut? Yeah,
how much? I asked him.
Of your vas deferens would you like removed, sir?
He did.
Enough to do the job, Doc.
He said, I'm just going to clarify right now, just to be sure. you want this permanent, right? I said, well, yeah. What did this one? No, I'm coming in here to get my nuts clipped for bleeps and giggles because it's fun. Of course I want it permanent. That's what I'm here for. I missed the last one. That's why I had the third kid. So now I'm back in. Snip, snap, snip, snap. So he got the hook, and I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, well, you take a peek. And I look down, and he's like, I could really take a lot of it out, and it's going to be, well, I'm not going to say it'd be impossible to reattach, but it's unlikely you would ever be able to reattach these. And I'm like, okay, take it. And boom, snipped it. Boom. I go down, he puts the ice pack on. They're still sitting down there eating because it was such a good place down there. Nice place. Out of 15 minutes, I was in and out. It's like an instant oil change. Traveling instant oil change.
Somebody.
Stay in your car, drive through vasectomy.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me while we were doing that segment about the orange juice in the cafeteria if they only served with no pulp, you know, without the little, you know, swimmers in there.
Right.
In the OJ. Fantastic, though. Good stuff today. Thank you.
Good job, guys. Arcan, good having you, bud. We got
see you tomorrow, Zoe.
All right.
You're back. Okay, Arcan back tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow. Zoe will be back tomorrow. Felger, Maz, Big Jim, all in today.
Nice.
Coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.